What's going on, everybody? It is 7:54 p.m. here in Florida, and I'm going to be hanging out with you guys for a short little 30-minute jolt. I reinstalled the old Republic today. So, and I got it working. So hopefully, I'm actually planning on, doing a pretty long, like middle of the day stream on Friday, like middle of the day for me being maybe noon, 12 PM Eastern time to maybe 2 PM Eastern time. And I'll probably just hang out and play a couple hours of, the Old Republic, see how I feel. Yeah, that's my plan, man. That's my plan on Friday. But yeah, man, welcome to the stream. Good to see everybody. Vince and Mr. Brandon. What's up, Swish? Good to see you guys. Hope everybody's doing well. Well, Nathan Pelka, welcome, guys. What's going on? What's new? Apparently there's a new, behind the scenes video for Mandalorian season 2 finale. I believe that went up today. I haven't had a chance to check it out. Just put my daughter down to sleep. Been a busy ass day. I probably won't get around to watching that until maybe this weekend. But, yeah, pretty cool, man. Pretty cool. Everybody's freaking out about it. But welcome, guys. Yeah, Brandon, I saw the picture. Brandon said, Phantasmic Ear says, my first ever Galaxy's Edge visit was awesome. Did everything there except for the droid depot. Nice, man. That is awesome, man. I'm glad you had a good time. I've been to Galaxy's Edge twice, right? Hold on. I went out when I was at EA Play out in California, and I've been two times at Disney World. The thing with me is, like, I've been to Galaxy's Edge with my wife and my daughter, but, you know, it was just like a quick walkthrough both times because there's really nothing there for my three-year-old daughter to do, you know? But it was cool. So, and I have not done Rise of the Resistance, and I have not been to Oga's Cantina. Those are the two, like, things that I really, really want to do. I haven't built my own lightsaber, which I don't have much of a desire to do. And I haven't done the droid thing, which I'm sure my daughter might want to do that in the future, you know? But, I'm glad you enjoyed it, man. I'm glad. Did you go to Oga's? That, Brandon, that's like the number one thing that I want to do there. I don't know. With COVID, I know it was like 45-minute time slots and it was like half capacity. I don't even know how you get a reservation there. I have no idea. So, yeah, maybe I know my buddy's wife works for Disney. Maybe I could get a hookup. I know somebody that works there. But, yeah, anyway. Welcome, guys. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Nathan, did I get this right? There we go. Nathan Pelka and Swishfish, thank you guys so much for the first super chats and channel supports of the stream. Nathan says, get to go to Galaxy's Edge in 2 weeks, finish the tie and book the other day too, fully prepared. Hell yeah. I think we mentioned that not too long ago, a couple streams ago, right? Black Spire Book. I think that's what it's called, right? Yeah, Galaxy's Edge, Black Spire. Next time I go, I need to read this before I go. I really hope you enjoy it, man. It's a good time. To me, Nathan, the most impressive thing about Galaxy's Edge, like, I'm not much of a collector. I'm not much of a shopper, you know. Which there's a lot of that to be had at Galaxy's Edge. To me, the most impressive thing about Galaxy's Edge is the immersion. The one thing that I wish they had more of, and maybe Brandon, you might agree with this, I wish there was just like more random, like, aliens and creatures walking around, you know. Maybe even before COVID that wasn't a thing. Maybe they'll introduce that in the future, but, like, it'd be cool to just kind of have random cast members, as they call them, employees walking around in full, like, you know, makeup as like kind of extras in the scenery. I don't know if that would be like a complete logistical nightmare, you know? I can imagine that, you know, everybody wanting to take a picture with the random alien walking around. They'd probably need handlers, you know? But I think it's a cool idea. But yeah, I don't know. I do think it would be a logistic nightmare, but anyway. Nathan, hope you enjoy it, man. I need to read the book for sure. Yeah, let us know how it goes. It's a great time. I've enjoyed every time that I've gone. And again, like the thing that I want to do so bad is Oga's Cantina. You know, have a couple of those specialty cocktails, and then like the one I'm not. I said that I'm not a collector, and that's true. I don't really collect anything. I don't really have a desire to buy much. The one thing that I do want is there's like this indoor, like a Battle of Endor tiki cup kind of thing. Let me look this up. Let me see if I can find an example. Indoor cup Galaxy's Edge. Yeah, here we go. Here's a good picture of it. Here is... There we go. An eBay link right there. But that's like the one thing that I really, really, really want to get from Galaxy's Edge. This indoor cup that's exclusive at Oga's Cantina. This is cool looking, man. It's, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so if you get that, congrats, man. One day I'll figure out how to get to Oga's Cantina. Until then, I have no idea. Anyway. I appreciate that, Nathan. Enjoy it, man. Let us know how it goes. And Swishfish says, hey, Greedo, bad news. I have COVID. Yikes. Good news. I feel over the hump and got a week off out of it. We should play SWTOR and hooray, LEGO Star Wars. I did see that a new trailer was out for LEGO Star Wars. So, yeah, hopefully you're not feeling too shitty with the COVID positive test there. It's kind of crazy. I've known quite a bit of people to get COVID. In fact, I haven't really spoken about this. My 91-year-old grandma has had COVID for about a week and a half almost. And she's been in the hospital. She was in the ICU. She was on oxygen. Her oxygen level, for those of you who might know oxygen levels and whatnot, her oxygen levels were like 60% when they first took her to the ICU. For kind of relative terms here, COPD patients will have like an 85 oxygen level, you know? So a 60% oxygen level is fucking insane. But now she's doing, my 91-year-old grandma is doing great. I mean, she's still in the hospital. They're trying to like kind of get her moving and stuff. But, yeah, my grandpa is 90. My grandma is 91. Yeah, I mean, it seems like she's going to pull through, which is that's crazy to me. Crazy. Scary, but you know, my mom went down there, my aunt went down there, my grandpa's down there, so nobody's can really go in there with her and whatnot, but yeah, man, we'll see. She's kicking some ass, but anyway, hope you feel better, Swish. Hope it's not too crazy. But yeah, I haven't logged into SWTOR yet. I know that some of you guys might remember Luke Fredericks. He used to come around here quite a bit on these live streams, especially when I played Star Wars: The Old Republic, and he created a guild, and he built like a guild. What's it called? A guild. Not a fortress, but a guild stronghold, I think it's called. decorated it and everything. We had, I don't know, we at some point, at one point, I feel like we had 50 people running around the stronghold, all in a Hello Greedo guild. It's been a long time since I've checked that out. Next time that I log in, I'll probably just kind of run around that that stronghold and check it out. But there is a possibility, Swish, that I will just make a brand new character, and play through that. But if I play, man, do I have you on Origin? I don't know. I don't think so. Like, this is the first time that I've opened Origin in so long. But anyway, yeah, if I play, maybe we can run around together. It'd be fun. Anyway, I appreciate that, Swish. And Vince, Wynn, and Oscar, thank you guys so much for the channel support this evening. Vince says, just rewatched Spielberg's Hook. Was it the consensus, guys? Oh, what is the consensus, guys? I think it gets a bad rap. Fun movie. Dude, I agree with you. I didn't know that I got a bad rap. In fact, I've never heard. I got to look this up. Let's see. Hook. What's Rotten Tomatoes say about it? 29% on Rotten Tomatoes. What? And a 76% audience score. No, this is one of the movies that I watched a lot of as a kid, Vince. Like, a lot of.
I feel it's all quiet on the Star Wars front. No movies, potential shows, Obi Wan, Boba. I like Mando, but I love the big Star Wars movie feel. I feel down about the community. So much negativity.
Mr. KW Jones, thank you so much for the generous super chat and channel support. I greatly appreciate that. Give me one sec. This is a heavy topic. I'm with you, Mr. KW. Give me one sec, though. I got Vince, I got Oscar, and I got KW. Yeah, Vince, I used to watch Hook all the time as a kid. Bangarang, Rufio, so many scenes stick out in my mind where they're having that, they're imagining eating the food. I mean, like, it was a very memorable movie to me. It was probably part Robin Williams, and yeah, I remember really, really loving it. Sapity, I was just about to mention that. In fact, man, maybe like 5 years ago or so, Sapity said, I still struggle to recognize Dustin Hoffman underneath that Hook costume. I would say 5 years ago or so, I didn't even know that was Dustin Hoffman. I always, in my brain, pictured Hook. I used to have this like old football coach growing up. I don't know. He reminded me of, like, he looked like a, this was like a flag football league when I was, like summertime middle school. And he looked like, what's his name? Oh, Petty. What's that NASCAR driver's name? Petty. Something Petty. Richard Petty. He looked like Richard Petty. And whenever I thought of Hook from Hook, I always pictured Richard Petty. Which now I'm looking at as far off. But like, yeah, maybe 5 years ago I looked up Hook and I realized that it was Dustin Hoffman. It's incredible. It's I just never two and two together all those years, you know. It's crazy. Yeah, but no, Hook is fun, Vince. I always enjoyed it growing up, for sure. That's one that I watched a lot of as a kid. If you want to feel some nostalgia, Vince, and anybody that's maybe around my age, you know, mid-30s, late-30s, early-30s, you know, in that ballpark, maybe even older. There's a documentary on Hulu called The Orange Years, and it's about Nickelodeon in the early mid 90s. You know, they talk about Are You Afraid of the Dark and Double Dare and Wild and Crazy Kids and Temple, Legends of the Hidden Temple. And, you know, they talk about Pete and Pete and Hey Dude. And they kind of go through this in kind of like the chronological order of how it all started, how those golden years started. Yeah, the orange years. I'd recommend watching. It's like an hour and a half. It's a fun watch, full of nostalgia. But yeah, anyway, I think it was on Hulu. We watched it a couple weeks ago. But anyway, Vince, hell yeah, Hook. Rufio. Good band, too. Fun band that I used to listen to growing up as well. Rufio. Anyway, Oscar Rodriguez, thank you so much, man. Rewatched the third trilogy. I think it would have been more intriguing to me if Rey had killed her parents, a la Chewie, not old Palpy. Dude, there are so many things in The Rise of Skywalker, particularly, that would be way more intriguing than the direction that they went. It Oscar, pretty much anything, any idea that you might throw out there to me when it comes to The Rise of Skywalker, I'd probably go, yeah, that sounds better or as good as what we got. Yeah, I'm with you, Oscar, all the way. Yeah, I enjoy The Force Awakens and The Last Jedi. I enjoy them. I think they're fun. They're solid. The Rise of Skywalker is just not for me, you know. And I was thinking about this earlier today. Like, not much has changed. You know, in the past, let's say 20 years ago, right? There were some Star Wars that I liked. And there was some Star Wars that I did not like. That's fucking okay, right? Just, and then, you know, in the year 2021, there's some Star Wars that I like. And there's some Star Wars that I don't like. And I think once people understand that there's going to be some shit that you don't like, there's going to be some cool shit that you like, you know, you might learn how to shrug your shoulders a little bit and not get so upset about the things you don't like, you know. But that's just me. That's just me. Anyway, I appreciate that, Oscar. Let me take a quick sip. Mr. KW Jones, thank you so much for the super chat and channel support. I appreciate that. Mr. KW Jones says, let me find it here. There we go. Mr. KW Jones says, I feel it's all quiet on the Star Wars front. No movies, potential shows, Obi-Wan, Boba. I like Mando, but I love the big Star Wars movie feel. I feel down about the community. So much negativity. Thoughts? Well, there's always like lulls, right? Where there's not much news and whatnot. Sure, we got a Lego trailer today. We got a cool behind the scenes thing as well. But there's projects on the horizon. And I kind of like that. We got The Acolyte. We got Obi-Wan show. We got the Ahsoka show. We got Book of Boba Fett. We have the Cassian Andor show. We have... what am I missing? There's one about Frontier. There's one about like what's it called? Upcoming Star Wars shows. Vision. Oh, Visions. Yeah, Visions looks fun. Rangers of the New Republic. I think they might have canceled that one or pushed it off. I'm not too sure. So yeah, we have, you know, there's a bunch of Star Wars shows on the horizon. And I kind of like this, to be honest, KW, I kind of like this little lull in content and in things that we're going to be getting. But 100% what I miss, what I love, is the build-up. That big, as you put it, the big Star Wars movie feel. That is that feeling, that anticipation, that theater going experience, that movie experience is why I honestly don't think a TV show or a mini series or something like that will ever trump the feeling and the love that I have for going to see a Star Wars movie.
Getting
you know, oh, one sec.
And picked up costume building again.
Nice.
Looking into 3D printing and eventually wanting to buy a printer. You got any experience or interest in this field?
Zappity, thank you so much for the generous super chat and channel support as well. Give me one sec. Give me one sec. So yeah, KW. The you know we have Rogue Squadron, the movie on the horizon too, which I'm really looking forward to. So it's like right now there's a little, you know, we're just floating in the ocean. There's a little lull. But I have a feeling when, you know, the dominoes will start to fall, it'll just be a big cascade of Star Wars. Boom, boom, show, show, show. One show will end, another show will pick up. We got the movie. We'll probably get a bunch of more announcements in the future, too. So, I don't mind these lulls, because, in fact, I embrace them. Just because, you know, when I grew up, there wasn't really any Star Wars. And then, boom, prequels were announced. And then we had to wait 3 years between those movies, anticipating those movies. And that anticipation, that buildup, I thoroughly enjoyed it, you know. So that buildup is honestly a little nice. As far as the community and the negativity, it's just kind of like I don't know, man. I feel like I'm on the outskirts of it. I don't really pay attention to much when it comes to. Sometimes it's just like everywhere I open up Twitter, and it's just, you know, certain things are just plastered everywhere, and it's unavoidable. But yeah, to me, just there. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of negativity, especially on YouTube. But it's pretty easy to ignore. You know, you got your fucking idiots out there on YouTube, especially, that just kind of like rinse and repeat the same rumors, the same bullshit. That, you know, they're willfully gullible to every little rumor that pops around just so they can make some ad revenue. Oh, one sec.
Food and drinks. I rarely take advantage of this non-shitty circle of the fandom and talk Star Wars. So, how do we think Mando will deal with being the anointed leader of Mandalore in season 3?
Goodness, I actually had a conversation at my buddy's bachelor party over the weekend about what the hell they're going to do, Vince. Give me one sec, man. Give me one sec. But, yeah, KW, just, you know, for me, it's just a matter of not letting it get to you. It's, and laughing at the idiots, you know. By idiots, I mean, like, okay, here's my thing. And I apologize, Vance and Sappity and Vince, just, let me ramble for a couple minutes here. So if I was following a, you know, a lot of, how do I word this? If I was a follower of like a religious dude who thought he was some prophet, who could predict the end of the world, and his predictions never came true. You know, it's coming this year. Oh, the end of the world is coming next year. Did I say this year? It's coming next year. And that goes on and on and on and on. If I followed an online conspiracy that, you know, that prophesized certain things, and those things never panned out, never came true, blah, 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 blah. If I listened to a YouTuber who predicted Kathleen Kennedy's firing every 4 months for 5 years, I don't know about you, but I think I would stop listening to these people. You know, would you not? If I listened to a YouTuber or read an author or followed a Twitter account that made these fucking predictions, that claimed to have these inside sources, that, you know, was willfully gullible to every single rumor about a certain thing coming true that never came true, just, you know, make some fucking ad revenue. For me, as a viewer, I'd be gone. Oh, this guy said the end of the world was coming today, but it did not. Oh, he said next week. Okay, well, next week just passed by. It didn't happen again. Oh, Kathleen Kennedy's getting fired in February? Oh, but it's May. Oh, it's coming in September. Okay. Why do people, I don't get it. I don't fucking get it. It's, yeah. It's, I don't know, man. It's embarrassing. Yeah. And I'm a, like, when it comes to Kathleen Kennedy, like, I don't know, whatever. Me saying this is going to get misconstrued as, like, hello, Greedo loves her. No, I'm just, you know, made some fun movies, good producer. I'm like, kind of apathetic to the whole thing. But to continue to follow people who claim to have inside sources and make these wild predictions every few months for 5 years, like, why the fuck do people still listen to these goons? So weird, man. So weird. Anyway. Vance Davidson, thank you so much, man. Vance says, are you excited at all for the Book of Boba Fett? I remember you not liking the idea of him being alive years back. How do you feel about it now? Honestly, in terms of all the projects that have been announced, Vance, it's, to tell you the truth, one of the ones that I'm least excited for. It is a case of me, like, you know, we've seen Boba Fett. It's a character that's been around for a long time. For me, I always want new stuff. New. That's why the show that has me the most excited is The Acolyte. Because it's the one we know the least about. In terms of, you know, who the hell's going to be. It's literally, let's see, we got Kenobi, we got Boba Fett, we got Andor, we got Ahsoka, right? And then we got Rangers of the New Republic, and then we have, which I don't think that's currently in development. I think that got pushed away. It might be canceled outright. I'm not too sure. And then we have The Acolyte, right? Out of all of those, the only one that does not have a familiar face is The Acolyte. And that kind of bums me out, you know. I know I'm probably in the minority when it comes to this opinion, but I really just want new stuff, man. I just want new stuff. Like, I don't understand why people want, like, another Darth Maul movie or Darth Maul show or Darth Vader show or movie and stuff like that. Like, we've had so much of that fucking character. What are we gonna do? We're just gonna keep mulching over the same shit over and over and over and over again? I don't know. New stuff, man. So, yeah, honestly, Vance, in terms of all the projects, it's one of the ones that I'm least excited about. I'm not a fan of character resurrection. I'm not a fan of continuing to tell the same, telling stories about the same characters over and over again. It gets stale to me, you know. But, yeah, obviously I'm going to watch it. But, again, it's one of the ones that I'm least excited for. Yeah, anyway. I appreciate that, Vance. Does anybody else agree with me out there? Probably a small few. Sapity, thank you so much for the channel support as well. Sapity says, good to see you again. Getting settled in and picked up costume building again. Looking into 3D printing and eventually wanting to buy a printer. You got any experience or interest in this field? So I do have interest in it, 3D printing. And what I think would be a lot of fun, Sapity, is to 3D print, like, action figures. Some of you guys might have seen my Bill Burr action figure, my Mayfeld action figure. It was made by Wicked Joyful. If you just open up your phone right now, go on Instagram and search for Wicked Joyful. Go follow him on Instagram. He makes a lot of really cool action figures and stuff like that. But he sent me a Bill Burr Mayfeld action figure. It's badass, man. And the thing that I would want to do with a 3D printer would be, like, just kind of tinker with making custom action figures. I think that'd be really cool as, like, a little hobby. I met a guy actually at a fire department who does that. He has a 3D printer and he 3D prints miniatures and paints them. Never would have thought of this guy as doing that. But you never know who's into that kind of shit. But yeah, it's cool, man. I'd love to get into it at some point. I've never once looked into let me see. Let's see. 3D printer. I don't. I have no idea how much they are. I don't even know. Dude, I don't even know how the fuck they work. Walmart has one for $250. B&H has one for $2,000. A 3D printer. Da Vinci Mini with wireless 3D printer. $220. Yeah, I know nothing about this world. But yeah, so like, you know, right now, when school's over and I get with a department and stuff like that, I kind of think picking up a little custom action figure hobby would be kind of cool. You know, kind of like Wicked Joyful does. You know, he makes a limited run of action figures and then sells them. I think that would be a really fun kind of like, you know, little hobby to do. Here, I'll post Wicked Joyful's website. Go check it out. Nice dude. Actually, did a little conversation interview with him. You can go check out some of the action figures he made. But yeah, anyway, Sapity, I appreciate that, man. And Vince Nguyen and Oscar Rodriguez, thank you both for the super chats and channel supports. Vince, let me take a quick sip of the water. There we go. Vince says, with my constant talk of movies, food, and drinks, I rarely take advantage of this non-shitty circle of the fandom and talk Star Wars. So, me too, man. Half of the time, 95% of the time on these streams, we're never talking about Star Wars, right? And you say, how do we think Mando will deal with being the anointed leader of Mandalore in Season 3? I think he will be... man, it's really hard to say. I have a feeling he'll be kind of the reluctant leader. He doesn't want... Yeah, there's a saying, like... Or maybe it's just something... I don't know, the person that you want in charge doesn't want to be in charge. You know, the person that is so gung-ho about wanting to be in charge, me, I'm the leader that you need, is probably not the person that you want to lead you. You want somebody that is a good leader naturally, but is reluctant to step into that position. But you're confident. Does that make sense? I have a feeling he's going to be the reluctant leader. That's just kind of how I see it. And maybe Bo-Katan. I mean, I could see them butting heads quite a bit. I'm with you. Vince says, I don't think that's the life for Den. Doesn't want to be the center of attention. Yeah, 100%. And also, Vince, I talked to my buddy about this over the weekend at his bachelor party. Like, when it comes to Mandalorian stuff, it's always felt very generic to me. But so a good example is like, oh, you need to defeat the person in combat to get the sword to be the leader. Cool, man. It just, that is just so generic, blah. That's like Klingon shit. You know what I mean? Generic warrior stuff that's probably been in 1,000 different stories over the years, you know? I don't really want this show to go into the direction of focusing on Mandalore, you know? I like the first season of the show, you know, it was small and quaint. I loved the focus of it. And I honestly think if season 3 and beyond starts to focus on like that generic warrior shit that, you know, we saw in the Clone Wars and all the Mandalore stuff, I think it's gonna kind of leave me behind a little bit. Chris, Chris says, what's wrong with Klingons? Have you no honor? Have you no honor? So I'm a big TNG fan, but whenever there's a Klingon heavy episode, man, it bores the hell out of me. I don't know why, man. I love Data. I love just when the crew is doing nothing and it's just a soap opera and they're talking. But whenever there's like an episode, 45 minutes where it's all Klingon homeworld and like, you know, we have to battle for the daggers and whoever wins in combat gets to rule Klingon kingdom. Like, it's the same shit. We've seen this before. It's just, I don't know, man. It's just generic warrior stuff. That's boring to me. You know, that's kind of how I've always viewed, like, a lot of the Mandalore stuff and a lot of the Klingon stuff. But, yeah. I don't know. We'll see, Vince. But if it does go in that direction, you know, it'll be... I do feel like he will be... the reluctant leader. He's forced to step in. He needs to step in order to save lives or something like that. You know what I mean? But I don't think he's going to want to carry the torch because he wants to carry the torch. You know what I mean? I feel like Bo-Katan feels like she deserves it. I think they're going to butt heads. We'll see. We'll see, man. I have no idea. No idea where they're going. But I hope they're not going full Mandalore. I honestly, man, I would just love for the show to continue with just Din and him going on random bounty missions. I think that would be a blast. I want that more than anything. Judging by the way season 2 played out with a bunch of familiar faces and growing and growing and growing, I have a feeling that that will not be the case. But we shall see. We shall see. Anyway, I appreciate that, Vince. Very generous and hope you're doing well, man. And Oscar Rodriguez, thank you for coming in with the final super chat and channel support of this 42-minute, 30-minute stream. Oscar says, hardcore hateful fans romanticize Star Wars so much that they forget that it's a brand and therefore a business, not a holy book. It should be fun for everyone. Yeah, for sure. And I understand, like, look, man, I understand being disappointed in certain aspects of Star Wars. I'm disappointed in a lot of aspects of modern Star Wars. Disappointed in aspects 20 years ago when I was watching the prequels. You know what I mean? There's always going to be Star Wars that you like. There's always going to be Star Wars that you don't. And I hope more people can recognize that and understand that. But I find that, you know, just day-to-day conversations with Star Wars, especially in real life, there's people that I vehemently disagree with when it comes to Star Wars in my real life. And it's civil and we're friends, and it's like the idea of not talking or like liking somebody because they don't like a certain Star Wars thing that I like, or vice versa. The idea of not talking to them or getting into an argument with them is so fucking dumb to me. You know what I mean? I feel like on the internet, it's just louder, and it's you know, when you can monetize just being upset about something over and over and over again, pumping out video after video, 1,000 videos in a year, you're gonna get more of it. It's like, hey man, it's like the military industrial complex, right? When war becomes profitable, you will get more war. Well, when hating on something gets more profitable, you're gonna get more hating on something, right? So that's the way I look at it. That's just kind of how I justify it in my brain, all the shitheads out there, you know? I had my fair share of prequel stuff, but look, man, I've been doing this channel for 10 years. Go back and look how many prequel videos I've made in 10 years. Maybe 10? 10 in 10 years? And I never just pumped them out, you know what I mean? Maybe 10. 10 in 10 years. Where I told you what I thought directly of the prequels and what I didn't like and all that stuff, right? maybe 10. No more than 10. I can't imagine pumping out like fucking 300 videos in a year just about one thing over and over and over again. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Well, we always get on this topic, right? Anyway, I appreciate that, Oscar. And Mr. St. Jake, good to see you, man. Sup? Have you seen the Orville? No, I never. Oh, I take that back. I'm trying to think. I'm pretty sure that I've seen the very first episode. I think. So, not that it matters, right? No, I'm pretty sure I've seen the very first episode, but it was like the day or the week that it aired. Let's see. Orville. When did it first start? 2017. Okay. Okay, so 2017. Yep, that's the last time I saw it, and I've only seen the very first episode. I've heard it's fun. I've heard people say that it's kind of more like what they wanted Star Trek Discovery to be than what Star Trek Discovery is. Now, I've heard just people say, oh, Grimes is in this? Nice. Is that his name? Yeah, Scott Grimes. I like him. I've heard people say that. I can't back that up just because I've never seen it. I've never seen Discovery either, so. Anyway. Wait, what? Scott, oh, that's, I thought that was Gladiator. I was like, Scott Grimes is in Gladiator? What? No, let's see. Scott Grimes, Orville, Family Guy. Yeah, he's in American Dad. He was in, what I initially know Scott Grimes from was, Band of Brothers. He was in Band of Brothers, come out in 2001, I think. Yeah, Band of Brothers. He was, Malarkey. That's what I know him from. God, he has not aged. That's crazy. 20 years. Yeah, I need to check it out, man. That's been on my list for a long time. I've only seen the first season of The Expanse. That and the other seasons are on my list too. I've never seen a single episode of Battlestar Galactica. I need to see that as well. But anyway, yeah, maybe I'll check out The Orville. Trying to figure out what to watch. We started White Lotus. Which is one season. Seems easy to digest. Probably just blow through that. Figure out what to watch after that. Is the Orville still going? Or is it over now? Oh, it's still going. Maybe it didn't put out a new episode or a new season because of COVID or something. Hell yeah, Band of Brothers top 10 series, man. I watched that so much. So much. Norm MacDonald is in The Orville? Seriously? I gotta look this up. Wait, he's this blob? He plays this blob? After this stream, I gotta watch this clip. Yeah, Jaws rules, Vince. I've been listening to a podcast recently for, I would say, the past couple weeks called Hack the Movies. It's pretty great. I haven't looked them up. I don't really know who the guys are. I think one of the guys used to be on, like, I think some of them work with James Rolfe on Cinemassacre stuff and Angry Video Game Nerd stuff. I don't know the dynamic. But Hack the Movies is pretty good, Vince. They talk about some older movies. a lot of 90s stuff. I listened to an episode today of Jaws. Yeah, Jaws rules, man. It's I would say it's, golly, in the summertime, I would say it's my all-time favorite movie. Yeah, Jaws. Yeah, hard to beat. Hard to beat. But anyway, guys, 50 minutes of a 30-minute stream. That's how we do it here, right? All right, everybody. That is it for me this evening. The next time you will see me will be a stream on Friday. I'm going to fire up The Old Republic, the MMO, The Old Republic, and play that for a little bit. Maybe like an hour or two. We'll see. We'll see. But anyway. All right, everybody. That's it for me. Enjoy the rest of your morning, your afternoon, your evening, wherever you are on planet Earth. To everybody who supported the channel through Super Chats, thank you guys so much. Yeah, so I'll see you Friday. How about that? Little Old Republic afternoon action if you're around. Cool? Cool. All right. Yeah, go listen to Hack the Movies. They have a YouTube channel too. Go on there and tell them Hello Greedo sent you. It's fun. It's a good one. All right. Later, guys.